from Mom's Life. Hello, mums.
Hello.
We are here, myself and Tundle, this week. Yes, we are. We hope you had a good week. And we are glad to be back to chat about family. That is what we've been speaking about. So, you know, we spoke about the role of parents. We are not there to be friends, but to be parents,
yeah,
right?
Very good.
Lead and guide our children, to make sure that they are on the right path, to teach them in the ways of the Lord and pray for them. It's really important that we take our step into that parenting role and do that for our children, not just for ourselves.
Very good. And I love that God, literally, he thought of everything and he planned out everything when he was creating family, right? We already spoke that family was God's idea. And I love that the blueprint for family is actually in the Word of God. That if you want to know how this family should function, that we don't go to outside sources, but we go back to the blueprint. And the blueprint is the Word of God. The Bible, if you don't know what the Word of God is.
Yeah. In Psalm for children, in Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5. Now, we are talking about a little bit of the children's role.
Yeah.
But, you know, think about yourself also as a parent and as a child of parents, even. You can look at this in many different ways, not just listen, pointing fingers at your kids. So don't go do that.
Yeah.
But teach your kids in the way that they should live, right? Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5 says, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring, a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior. That's so beautiful. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior.
That's awesome.
Are children born in one's youth. Blessed, right? What is the point of building a house if there is no family to live in it, right? Thousands of people would give a half of their belongings to hear the cry of a newborn in their home.
Yeah.
Children are the inheritance that God himself hands over to us. If it were any other way and man was to pass away without bearing any children, he would be half complete, unfinished.
Yeah.
And, you know, we take our children for granted so often. Tonight
Very
we were
true.
Actually in a class at church. Yes, like a life class. I'm not going to go into detail. But, you know, our pastor was speaking about how society is looking and how children are not being taken care of. We take them for granted. We don't look at them as assets. We look at them as, I don't even know what we would look at them as, but many parents just want their kids to do stuff for them. And that's not why our kids are there, you know. We shouldn't be taking our children for granted. I loved that verse. Just to say it again, the hands, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, are our children. Our children are there to do the work of God, and that's what we put into them, to do the work of God, so that they can conquer the enemy. They have already, but they are those weapons. It's beautiful.
No, it truly is. I'm just thinking of a warrior. When you will take that arrow and you would pull it, it will go further than where you are.
That's
because
so good.
It is so powerful to actually think that they're not supposed to, I don't know, start where we are, but they start way further because
that's
we understand.
So good.
So it's a beautiful picture. And I love that the Lord also compares children to olives. And we read this in Psalm 127. Mm-hmm. An olive tree represents God's anointing, which is a characteristic that gives the family's strength to overcome things. I love that.
Amen.
We have God who helps us, who helps the family or gives the family strength to overcome things. Being anointed with oil means that God will fight for us.
Yeah.
I love that, because sometimes we can fight each other and we don't fight the problem. And many times my husband used to say to me, when we fight, you think I'm the devil. And I never used to, when he said that, years later, it only clicked what he actually was saying. I was fighting him and not actually the problem.
Sure.
So whatever the problem was, we need to both tackle this problem, not me tackling him like he is the problem.
Yeah.
So this was just a beautiful reminder of that God will help us fight, you know, the battles that we need to fight within the family. We're not on our own. We have God, who is the olive tree, and we have our children, which are the olives themselves. So that's such a beautiful imagery for me.
Yeah. Children should honor their parents. Now, before you go on and go, oh, my kids don't honor me, that's disgusting, I want you to also just think about yourself in terms of how you have shown honor. And it may be to your parents or spiritual parents or some kind of parental parents, etc. But Deuteronomy 5 verse 16 says, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. One of the main reasons why people fail to be successful and to live short lives and live short lives is the lack of honor they show towards their heavenly father.
Sure.
So first and foremost, what honor are you showing God? Because God is our father, not our physical, as in made us, you know what I mean? But he's our father. He's our ultimate spiritual heavenly father. He comes first. If we don't show respect to God, how do you expect our kids?
Sure.
How do we expect our kids to show respect to us?
That's very good.
Because that God is first and foremost.
Very good.
Secondly, a lack of esteem and respect towards the people God chose to be their parents on earth, who God chose to be their parents on earth. If we're not showing our parents honor, why should our kids show us honor? You see, our kids are looking to us. If we don't show them honor, obviously, even spiritual parents, we should be showing honor, right? Even bosses should be showing honor. How do we expect our kids to do that for us if we can't demonstrate what that looks like? So life is made up of hierarchies, and the first hierarchy is found in the family, right? First comes God. That is the most important part, your relationship with God. Sure. The second is the father, okay? So the father is obviously head of the household. That is what the Bible tells us. Then comes the mother. She is the caretaker, right? And then fourth, the child. That is the hierarchy within a home. But notice it's not the father first. It is God first. So when this order is broken due to ignorance, arrogance, or rebellion, amongst other things, curses, you know, come into play. Curses get put onto the household. We should remember that a person's success depends on the way they treat their parents. The way they treat the Father in heaven. The way they treat the grandparents. The way they treat whoever is in authority. Now, we can go and say, yes, my kids should listen to this. We should look at ourselves first.
Very true.
Before we look at our kids. We honor people for who they are and not what they do. Like, your parents could be really, really bad at what they do, but we don't honor them because they've done a good job. We honor our parents because of who they are. God has placed them there for a reason. So this is summing up the duties of children. And if I can just say, this is not a session to look at our children, but to reflect on ourselves and our own lives and come before God and repent on this, so that we, you know, whatever we have done, we can go, Lord, I'm sorry, help me to fix it, right? We need to be obedient to our parents. How have we treated our parents in the past? You know, how have we treated our parents? Comparing that towards our children, how our children treat us, right? Have we been obedient? Not to say that, you know, it's okay for the kids to do whatever they want to do, but also just to reflect on ourselves. We need to take their advice and teachings into account. That's how we honor our parents, right? Mm-hmm. To bring joy to their lives. And I'd like to just say before saying that, what are you giving to your children that they need to accept in terms of teaching? It's really important to bring joy into their lives. Are you bringing joy? Have you brought joy to your parents' lives, right? To look after them when they are old. How often do we leave them in the old age home? Your parents in the old age home right now, or just left alone, or whatever, to bless them always and to have a clear understanding of things so that their lives may stand out. We as parents need to also look at how we have treated our parents and our authorities before we point fingers to our own kids and go, yo, you don't do that. Yeah. We should look at ourselves first. What example are we setting?
No, very true. I mean, the best way to teach is to be the example, to model what it is. And I think when it comes to honor, it's one of the things that we've lost, like, completely in society. What they're teaching children is not honor at all. So this is what we're going to end with. Ephesians 6 verse 1, which emphasizes everything that Denise just spoke about now. It says, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Talk about there is no, you know, in between. Obey your parents if they raised you. Obey your parents if they didn't abandon you. But it says obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. You've been saved, you're a child of God. It means there's a new way of life, or there's a new way of living that you are under. Then it says, for this is the right thing to do. We're doing it because God is saying this is the right thing to do. It is a command that God gives us that comes with a promise. Because when we read later on, he says, there's two promises that comes with this command. He says, it will be well with you. That's the first thing. And number two, he says, you will enjoy a long life on earth. Denise mentioned something about people are not living long anymore. And one of the things that children have lost is honor. Yeah. And honor will prolong your life.
That's good.
Will live longer because you honor your parents. When we don't honor God's authority in our lives, we lack a special glow.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at many young people, they don't look so young. Other people look even older than me.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I'm great at honoring, but it is the thing that I'm fighting to do the most, that I will live a life that honors God, that honors my parents, and honors the authority that God has placed over my life. But people, there's a special glow that we have as children of God when we understand the principle of honor in our lives, and we practice. It's not just to know the principle of honor, but to actually practice that every single day. And the last thing that Denise also said, that honor looks like something. It's not just a word that's floating in the air. It's actually obedience. Do you obey your parents? Do you bring joy to your parents? Do you look after them in their old age? And it's not to now look at my kids and say, you better, but it's, are you doing that when you look at your own parents? And it's not too late to look back and say, actually, I haven't been honoring towards my parents. And you can repent and say, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry, I haven't been honoring you the way I should be because of whatever issues or problems that might occurred in the relationship. God says honor them, not because they did everything right, not because they were the perfect parents, but because God says this is the right thing. This is the command that comes with a promise for you. And I don't know about you, I want that promise of things being well with me and things also, you know, having a long life here on earth.
Yeah, that's very good. So we hope that this has encouraged you today and made you think a little bit in terms of being the example and also honoring those that are around you so that we can show our kids how that actually looks, because they don't just learn from our words. They learn from what we do and very what good. We express. Well, that's it from It's a Mom's Life, where we live, laugh, love on Active FM. You must just please go check us out on Facebook. Let us know who you are, what you're doing, how we you know, have impacted you, you know, something. But yes, we'll speak again next week. Yes, Tando?
Next week, definitely.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Radio has never been better, baby. This is Active FM. Go to www.activefm.co.za for more.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.